Going somewhere? Oh, you pretty little thing. Oh, it's always so cute how you always have the desire to go out at night. Going out for a little stroll to stretch your legs. Even at such a dim, dark hour of the night. I admire your bravery. What's that? Who's speaking? Oh, but you know. You've noticed every single time you've walked down the street. Close, but not quite. I'm with you everywhere you go. No matter the time. No matter the heat. No matter the weather. I'm always here. Your shadow, dear. Shadows aren't supposed to be speaking, that's true. Nor are they supposed to be able to move on their own. No, you've paid enough attention to yours to warrant a... Well, in my tongue, they're known as Smivas Fadisir. But you can call me your personal shade demon. Or just shade, for sure. I've gone by quite a few names in my time. But so rarely these days do I get paired with a mortal. And never one so scrumptious as you are. Oh, the things I will do to you. And you hear that? The fluttering of your heart as it begins to pick up pace. You slowly begin to realize what you're up against. What you're dealing with. Who's in front of you, behind you, and with you no matter where you go. No matter what you do, you can't escape from me. And I suppose that's the point, but... Oh, I do love the chase. And I'd be remiss not to see you, at least make a paltry attempt. So go. Run. Scream. Hide. Try to get away. But I'll always be here. Right by your side. And there you go. Running, running, running. Oh, look at you go. But I'm never leaving. I'm keeping the stride. One foot after the other. Thump, thump, thump as you run. Oh, the fear in your heart. The breathlessness of your lungs. The wide-eyed terror of realizing that you're all alone. Left at night by some street side in a beautiful summer evening. Nowhere to go, nowhere to call for help. This is my favorite part. But that's enough running. I can't have you tired, so, stop. Oh, how your heart soars. Oh, what's the matter? Can't move? Can't feel the sensation of your brain telling your body to move. That sudden realization that you're struck with a deep and powerful paralysis. Oh, that your mind is stuck, reaching for what can never be obtained. You twitch and you itch, You strive and you reach as much as you can, doing everything that you know, everything that's worked before, to move, but your body remains still. And you know, since the two of us are all alone, struck here now in the shadows, oh, I can finally stretch out. And instead of being tied to the ground, be free in the full space that you experience as much as I do. It's beautiful. Feeling the wind course through my shine. Through the Shala Sayora. Feel it all grow through my body. Perfection itself. But we're not done. You see, paying so much attention to your shadow these past few nights, giving focus to it, giving credence to it, you gave me power without even realizing it. And you finally gave your silly little shadow enough power to give me a gateway. To take it on myself. And with that, I've been free to see the world once again in so many years. Things have changed so much. Last I remember, was close to the fall of the Bastille. Oh, Louis, you dumb, stupid king. I heard he caught what came for him. Glad to hear it. How old am I? Oh, you should know better than to ask a lady what their age is. But just this once I'll indulge you. By your human measurements of time, I'd say I'm somewhere akin to 4,682 years old. But who's counting, right? Most of my time is spent outside of your realm, but every now and then someone as silly, self-absorbed, or maybe just observant as you are, gives me just enough attention to sneak my way back in. And what am I going to do? Oh, you're setting me up with all the perfect questions. You see, one of my favorite little toys to play around with is my wonderful little shadow tendrils. Yeah. You notice how they slither and slide, snake and scale, all over you and around you, wrapping up your legs, making sure you can't go anywhere. Oh, it's so cute that you even think to try to struggle, even now. When your higher brain even tells you no, and knows, it knows exactly what's good for you. What's true, what's reality. But there is no escaping. No matter what you do, you won't be able to ever pull yourself free. But back to the question at hand. What am I going to do with you? Oh, there's a great many things I could do. But I think I'll leave back to one of my all-time favorites. You see out here, this warm summer night, only illuminated by the wonders of street lamps. Can I have a little bit of fun with you while the shadows last so long? So I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you while I do it to you. But first things first, I need a little bit of peace and quiet. You're not quiet on your own, so instead I'll just have to fill your mouth with one of my tendrils. Open wide. Still defiant, even now. Well, it'll be a little hard to breathe if I clog your nose like this. So just open up. There you go. And it fills right up, gagging your mouth so that you can't speak. And so all you can do is listen. So back at hand, what I'm going to do with you. Well, I did say it was an all-time favorite of mine. I'm going to pull you up right above one of these lampposts and hang you upside down like a bat. Or maybe horizontally, hanging from your wrists and ankles in a majestic pose of some sort. I do always love making live sculptures. And while not as fun as quite, well, not quite as permanent as setting up something like a mannequin or a corpse, but I am quite fond of the more lively approach. I like that. I like that pose quite a bit, actually. You hang from the top of a lamppost, the light already dead inside, dangling just from a connection point between your ankles, your wrists, and the post itself. Ever so precariously hung. Move too far back and you might hurt your armpits. Move too far forward and you might injure your ankles. But keep that balance and you're on display for all to see. Don't worry, my dear. Worst comes to worst, the shadows will leave when either day breaks or someone comes to find you. But let's be honest. Who in their right mind would take a nice long walk outside on a night like tonight? Oh, the fear in your eyes is just perfect. I think I'll sit and watch for a little bit. Quietly, of course. Wouldn't want you to be too entertained for all this, would we? Get comfy, my dear little human. I have a feeling you're gonna be here for quite some time. Thank you so much for listening.